Hello.
Hey, Pete, how are you?
What's up?
Not much.
You know, holiday football, fun time.
There you go. Little football game coming up.
Yeah, small one. Slight importance, no big deal. I know there's always comparisons, Drew Brees and Russell Wilson. How much do you see Russell emulating Drew? And really, I mean, because Russell's just sold us. I mean, he really has emulated him for a long time.
Yeah, he's got tremendous respect for Drew and all that he's done, and has always kind of been in the conversation when we talk about what he would want, like to become, realizing that Drew, a guy, you know, similar stature, you know, has been so successful. It's been a role model. You know, he's been a role model for Russell. And so it's had impact. You know, he listens and studies and competes to learn everything he can. And Drew spent some time with him, I think, at the Pro Bowl. And plus, he's watched everything he's ever done. You know, so he's been had a big impact on Russell's play.
As far as what Drew and this offense has been able to do this year, I mean, it seems like, you know, last year they obviously missed a little bit of a beat. But what are you seeing with that unit, and how difficult of a challenge is it going to be for you guys to defend Jimmy Graham?
Well, I think that what we're seeing is just the impact and the chemistry between Sean Payton and Drew, you know, and the offense. I think that's obvious that, you know, Sean's a great coach and he has great command of what they're doing and their personnel and how to utilize them. He's always been great at utilizing special personnel I think you're seeing the benefits of that, the world championship benefits not too long ago, you know. So that's what I see the most. And as far as Jimmy Graham, you know, he's all over the place. They know how to use him. He's an extremely well-versed player, you know, in line as a tight end, on the edge when they move him around, and then when they put him outside as well. So their offense is very diverse and connected to their personnel, and it's really, really cool to watch how they function. It's going to be hard.
When you have a corner like Richard Sherman, I know we've seen Aqib Talib, and we've seen Patrick Peterson try to defend Jimmy Graham, and Talib had some success. How much thought process do you have for having Richard try to defend Jimmy Graham come Monday?
Well, I could tell you the whole game plan.
I know where you're going. I know.
So there's a really good chance I'm not going to, though, because we're trying to win, too. So there's not much I can tell you about that, but we think he's a great player, and it's going to take everything that we got to slow him down. And you know, that doesn't mean that you will, even when you try all that hard.
How much does having a guy like Richard Sherman free up the rest of the defense to do other things?
Well, our corner play has been, you know, a central part of our defense and how we do stuff and what we depend on, you know, the other guys to do as well. You know, Richard's been a great cog in all of that, whether we've had, you know, whoever's playing the corner for us, you know, they're in the system and they're called on to be on that island and be out there by themselves and have to hold up, and Richard's been great, and you know, our guys that have played there on the other side have come through, you know, with a numbers of guys. We've had 3 or 4 guys play over there at one time or another, so it's all part of a makeup of our defense, and Richard has been a great star in all of that.
What about the challenge of not knowing who's going to be in that system come this week and beyond?
You're the only one that doesn't know that.
Yeah.
I know that.
Right.
We're going to be okay. We're going to be all right.
You alluded to it earlier. You said a big game. How much do you put into this game? I know everybody says it's just one game, but do you believe that this one game is going to make a great big difference?
Every game that we play is the championship game, and you never know which one's going to, you know, be the one. Then you look back and say, "Boy, if we'd got that one, you know, that we'd have this or that." So we play every one of them like it's the biggest game in the world. It's a championship game every time we go. This happens to be against a great opponent and a well balanced football team and a winning group and all that. And so they'll pose us all of the challenge of anybody we played. And so we're going to have to play, you know, at our best, which is what we try to do every week. You know, so if you're asking me, you know, is this a big game or others? No, it isn't. It's the biggest game we could possibly play this week, and we're going to try to make the very most of it.
Other than the crowd, what is the one constant in the 13-game home win streak for y'all?
Probably the 12th man. I can't not look at him. I can't tell you that you know, other than I think our connection to our fans and the spirit of of playing here is, like you guys understand it as well, you know, is very unique, and we're very fortunate to have it. It's the combination, the chemistry that connects both the play on the field and the people in the stands that support us.
Pete, I don't know how much you've looked at the Saints' defense this week, but have they been able to generate a lot of sacks from the guys on the front four as much as any team you've seen in the league this year? Obviously, that's something that all defensive coaches would love to have.
Yeah, when we watched Cameron Jordan coming out, he was a very adept pass rusher in college. I mean, he had great style and moves and things, and I think it just took him a little while to really, really blossom. I think he is a key component. Akeem Hicks is making problems for everybody. He's had a great start here to the early part of his career, and those guys, the whole group attacks, and Rob's got those guys on the move all the time, so they're difficult to nail down where they are, but they have generated a bunch of problems, and it's added to why they're such a good pass defense, and why it's such a big challenge trying to move the ball when you're throwing it against them.
And obviously, you can appreciate good cornerback play. Do you like what you've seen from Keenan Lewis this year?
Yeah, he's been a real highlight, and there's nothing that he can't handle. He matches up well with everybody. He's all over it. So, and this is a very, very good team, and we can go anywhere you want to go, and they've got guys that can make plays and do things, and they're exciting to watch and all that. So, we have great respect for them.
What's the challenge of not having Brown and Thurmond in that secondary?
Well, the challenge is that it's next guy up, and Byron Maxwell's played for us. He played during the four-game stretch last year when we didn't have those guys, and we held together pretty well. And he's been in and around a lot of play already this year. He's a very well-equipped corner. He's really fast. He's really long. He's aggressive. He's a really good technique guy. We totally count on him. And so for us, it's just the next guy up, really, and we'll be excited to see him. Jeremy Lane played last year, too, when those guys weren't around. So both those guys come in. I feel confident that they can play good football, and they both play in the style that all of our guys play in.
Do you ever, for the heck of it, put on the Marshawn Lynch run from the playoffs just to rewatch it?
No, I probably watched it so many times in the next couple of weeks or the week after. Unfortunately, we didn't get to keep playing for very long, so we had some chances to go back and watch the highlights.
How offensive line wise? I mean, it seemed everything that we hear. I mean, you guys are getting healthier. I mean, is that the case? And you guys are feeling good about that unit?
Well, we went about six games without either one of our starting tackles. Right. Might have been longer. I don't know. So, and Max Unger was out for some of that time as well. So, the first week they all played together since I can't even remember when was last week, and it's a great sense of excitement about our offense to have those guys back in the lineup. They're excited to play. We're excited to have them back. They know our system better than anybody. We were playing with a rookie corner a rookie tackle and a guard playing tackle. So we were struggling a little bit, so it is good to have them back. And they're just kind of rounding back into shape. Hopefully, in the next couple of weeks, they'll be feeling pretty good about their legs and having them underneath them, and their play should improve over the next couple of weeks.
How about Percy rounding back into shape? I mean, you guys got him back good time to get him back, right? Back half of the season.
Yeah, he's an incredible player with just tremendous dynamics, and the things that he can do, and we're really excited to have him back. So it's still a process of getting him back in the lineup in a steady fashion and all, but he just is such a unique player, and we're very fortunate to have him.
All right.
Hi, Coach. Appreciate it. Happy Thanksgiving.
And next time, the whole game plan. Let's just lay it
all
out.
You got whatever you want. Next time is all yours. See you guys.
Thanks, Pete. Okay. Thank you.